through and you go back and look at the red zone on Monday night.
Yeah.
What did you see?
A couple missed opportunities, a couple missed assignments. You know, we definitely feel like a couple of those drives could have resulted in touchdowns very easily. So, listen, that's the difference. Because you add some additional points, you know, if you were able to score touchdowns as opposed to field goals, and that game becomes a lot closer and obviously potentially one that we can win.
Consciously or subconsciously, you've had some pretty good games against the Patriots. Is it because you're playing them, or is it just kind of coincidence?
I got a lot of respect for them, for Bill Belichick, for Matt Patricia, for that whole organization and their team. And I think you just understand that, you know, there's not a lot of room for error against these guys.
What's the challenge of the short week? Just kind of bouncing back. What's the challenge?
You get one less day of rest and recovery, one less day of, you know, film study preparation. So you have to try to pile it all in to a shorter amount of time. That's the challenge.
You know, Drew, obviously not a must win, but how important is it, I guess, to get some success for these younger guys and for everybody?
Listen, it's very important. It's very important. It's our home opener, and we want to get back on track. Obviously, there's a lot of things that we can correct from this game. We have to do that very quickly because you've got to turn right back around and get ready for the Pats. You know, they've already had two practices on us, and we're just going into our first one, so we have some catching up to do.
Is that a big edge or a little edge or a...
Well, it doesn't matter because, you know, it's what we have to handle and deal with, and I feel like we've got a good plan in place, but the sense of urgency has been created, you know, and so now we've got to go out and get the work done.
A few people in town have already kind of hit the panic button. Can you tell the pulse of the people here? Everybody kind of, the bandwagon was full, but then after Monday night, a few people jumped off.
Can't worry about that. We're a pretty confident group in here, so we know we got to bounce back, and that's what we plan to do.
What's going to be like seeing Cooks on the other side?
Cooks, and, you know, obviously he was a great part of this team for 3 years, and, you know, wish him the best of success, although I'd rather him not go off in this game.
I know that you need a pretty big vocabulary to talk about how great Brady is, but I don't know how you put in one soundbite his career, what he's done, and how much he's meant to the league and that organization.
Well, he doesn't seem like he's stopping anytime soon. I don't know if there's a guy who is more diligent or disciplined in regards to his recovery and his preparation and, you know, his mindset, and one of the greatest of all time, if not the greatest. And certainly the championships would tell you the greatest. Got a ton of respect for him. Been playing against him since college, and have a lot of respect and admiration for him.
Do you look at it when people say Brady is playing at a high level at 43 or 38? I mean, is it almost, you don't want to measure yourself against somebody, but do you kind of say, I can play as long as he can, I can achieve as long as he can at some point?
I'd say this. Listen, my approach is one game at a time, one season at a time. But, I mean, you do set goals for yourself in the long term. Because I think that's just natural. You set short-term goals, you set long-term goals. If I can use we in a sentence with me and him, I'd say we probably both have the mindset that we want to change the norm for what is possible in regards to how long a guy can play and the level that they can play at. And listen, there's a lot that goes into that. You know, you got to take great care of yourself. You have to have some good things happen around you, you know, in order for that to happen. But I know for me, and I'm sure he can tell you the same for himself, is that, you know, you build a team around you of people that continue to help you be in the best position to succeed in regards to what you do for your diet and your rest habits and your recovery and your training and everything else.
Drew, what's a memory that stands out from you getting to appreciate him up close? I think you've played each other 4 times. I know you had the game-ending TD drive once against you guys, or is there anything from practice or a game that stands out as one of your memories of him?
I'm going to go way back. So we played against each other in college in 1999 at Michigan. And, you know, that was at a point where the coaching staff there was having him share time with Drew Henson. You know, Drew Henson was the highly touted freshman who, you know, I think had already been drafted in the first round by the Yankees. to be the heir apparent, third baseman next to Jeter, was coming in to play quarterback. And, you know, for me standing on the sideline across from him, you know, it was to me, it was obviously Brady's team, and yet he had to share time with this freshman, you know. And yet, man, his approach and his discipline during that whole time, I mean, he played at such a high level, but he did just worried about what he controlled, you know. And by – this was like mid-season. By the end of the season, I think they just flat-out gave the starting job to Brady, and he played lights out. Lights out. They go to the Orange Bowl, beat Alabama in the Orange Bowl. But I think that that probably shaped and molded a lot about him. You know, a little bit of chip on his shoulder, which has obviously served him well. And just a mental discipline and a mental toughness that is unmatched.
I know you said he trash talked to you a little bit about that game last year, or at least reminded you of it. What's another memory of that game? I mean, it turns out to be sort of a classic in memory, considering the guys who were involved. That maybe
you're talking about that 99 game?
Yeah.
Well, wasn't much of a game. they whooped us. But I don't know. You know, I mean, I guess that's our generation, you know? So. I know that's something I take pride in, you know, being part of that guy's generation, you know, coming out of college, Big Ten, playing in the Big Ten, playing against those teams that, you know, really, I think, help prepare you, shape you, mold you for what it's going to be like at this level. That was an era of Big Ten football that was pretty darn good. I think I definitely look back on those times with good memories.
Drew, there's a potential for you to have a couple of offensive tackles that don't have a lot of NFL playing time under their belt. Do you guys, I guess, compensate for that, or do you just continue to do what you do?
Yeah, we manage, man. We manage. Whoever we put out there is going to be ready, and that's really all I can say. You know, we'll have a plan, and then we just got to go out and execute that plan.
Drew, where are some of the challenges of going against a Bill Belichick-led team, especially on – Yeah. From a quarterback's point of view and knowing what he likes to throw at people?
Yeah, well, you know that they're going to have a specific plan for you, you know, so there's plenty of things that you can watch on film, and yet until you get to game time, you know, you don't know exactly what they're going to do. And in every situation, you could get something different. Just depends on how they want to defend you. And so throughout the course of the game, you just have to expect the unexpected a little bit and, you know, just be very on point with your – you know, your communication and just how you're handling how they're trying to defend you.
How much do you guys miss Willie?
Willie Snead? I mean, of course we miss him. You know, he's a big part of our offense, and yet you manage with the guys that you have, and I feel like I've got a ton of confidence in the guys that we have out there, whether that be at the offensive line position, at the tackle position, at the skill position, running back. We will have a great game plan in place to be successful.
You think Tommy Lee is kind of an unknown kind of nugget? He had a pretty nice game on
Yeah.
Night.
Well, again, you know, I feel like we build packages for guys, you know, and everybody, I think we try to communicate that very clearly going into each game, what guys' roles are and their responsibilities and what's expected of them. And if we can all go out and execute those roles and responsibilities, then we have the ability to be pretty successful.
You guys had to settle for some field goals. When you went back and watched tape, what are some of the corrections you can make in the red zone?
Just better execution. You know, I'd say at every position, you could say, hey, we could have blocked it better. Hey, we could have seen it better. Hey, we could have thrown it better. You know, a little bit of everything, but definitely corrections that can be made.
If you can beat these guys, is it a bigger injection of confidence, and maybe would it be winning any other NFL game if you can beat the champs?
Well, I don't think it's about that. I just think it would be the first win for this team, you know, for this team. So regardless of who you're playing, yes, are they a great team? Yes, they are a great team. They're a great organization. They are a championship franchise. So, yeah, maybe there's a little bit extra, but bottom line is we just won our first win for this team, for this year. And then build the confidence from there.
Do you worry about the optics of Adrian getting enough touches, that becoming a big storyline and a potential distraction?
No, because here's the thing. If you win, then all that stuff takes care of itself, you know? And offensively, if we move the ball, if we score points, we create opportunities, then everybody's going to get them, you know, eventually. Everybody's going to get them. It's easy to second guess when you lose, you know. But when you win, winning cures a lot of things.
Drew, did Cooks work out with you again this summer? Or did you see him around San Diego?
No, I didn't. Talked to him a little bit, but I didn't work out with him.
Herbie asked about going against a Belichick coach team. It was late into your career in 09 when you played these guys here in the Dome.
Yep.
Was there anything about that game and you having that performance against Belichick and the Patriots that elevated you to anything in your career or proved anything to yourself?
I mean, there's steps along the way. You know, I mean, I'm not going to say that one was just any ordinary win. I mean, it was, you know, it was a significant win for us at that time, for that team, you know, in as far as taking our next step. You know, so maybe for me that was a little bit of the next step for me in my growth and my maturation process. But, you know, you got to be ready no matter who you're playing to obviously play well and lead your team to victory.
When you Missouri Purdue this weekend, you and Mr. Daniel there at your neighbor have anything?
Yeah, we'll have a little something on it. We'll have a little something on it within league rules.
Anything you'd like to lob out there for him to respond to?
Huh?
Anything that you would like to lob out there for him to respond to?
No. Let my team do the talking.
Quick one on Sean's offense. Just given the breadth of it and all that goes into being able to execute his offense, and I don't know if you consider it more complicated than other teams, but can that present some unique challenges in an early season game when you have a lot of turnover, either because rookies coming in, guys injured, or guys acquired in the offseason?
Say the first part of that again.
If you, well, first of all, I don't know if you agree, but there seems to be this consensus among observers that Sean's offense, you know, has more breadth than the typical NFL offense. It's maybe a little more complicated. There's a little more nuance to it.
Yeah.
And when you have a lot of turnover because of either rookies coming in, can that present challenges early in the season?
Can you put too much on somebody's plate? Yeah, but you can do that in any offense. I think something that we do a good job of is, while we may have a lot, you know, going into every game, just based upon the fact that, hey, we don't know exactly what we're going to get, and everybody seems to have a specific plan for us when we play them, and you've got to be ready to adjust in whatever way you have to. I still think we take, you know, we have roles and responsibilities for guys, and, you know, you just prepare them for that role and then go out and execute it. And for some guys, it might be more than others, you know, depending on what you feel like they can handle, or you feel like, man, this guy's really going to have the matchup this week, so let's build in some more opportunities for him, you know, so it's different week to week.